Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod for her biweekly visit, 9th District Congresswoman Erin Halchin. Good morning to you, Congresswoman Halchin. How are you doing on this rather chilly, frigid Monday?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thank you so much. It's been good to be back home in the district over the holidays and getting back into the swing of work.
Indeed. And of course, a lot going on. But in the interim between holiday break, you had a chance to go to the border, the southern border, for a second time. And can you tell us a little bit about that visit and what you saw and your takeaways from that visit?
Yeah, Tom, this was my second visit to the border in a little less than a year. I went in March of last year and then again in early January of this year. Not that I necessarily expected the problems at the border to get better under the Biden administration because his policies haven't changed, but it's gotten much worse. The number one mission of the Department of Homeland Security is to protect our nation from the greatest threats. And one thing I noted when we visited the Migrant Processing Center is we don't even know who these people are. If they don't have any identification, they just tell Border Patrol and processing, they just give them a name. And those people are then given an identification and an alien ID and alien ID number and sent on their way, which they can use to fly around the country and end up, they're ending up mostly in our sanctuary cities, which are, as we know from news reports, being completely overrun. So it's been getting worse. The Biden administration has been wanting to blame Republicans, but we passed our border patrol, our border security bill, H.R. 2, 7 months ago. So it's been very bad. It was an eye-opening experience again. We're continuing to push on the administration to call up H.R. 2 in the Senate, reinstill the border policies under former presidents, Republicans and Democrats that were working to keep the southern border secure.
And did you have an opportunity to meet with not only local sheriffs, but also Border Patrol agents and DEA and so forth and get their take on the situation down there?
Yes. I mean, we visited with local law enforcement, Border Patrol. We also visited with ranchers and community members, and they are all begging us to take action. Again, I would note that Republicans passed H.R. 2, which is the strongest border security package we've ever had, back in 6-7 months ago, and it's been sitting in the Senate unmoved. People in the terror watch list have reported themselves for processing. What President Biden has been asking for is more money. More money for processing, not more money to actually secure the border. So what we want and what we heard from folks on the ground was, let's reinstate Trump-era policies, that the Remain in Mexico policy. People are claiming asylum. The standard operating procedure for asylum seekers prior to Joe Biden was they had to stay in the first country they hit after they've left their home country to claim asylum and not proceed through four other countries to get to the United States and then claim asylum. But the Biden administration is doing that. He stopped deporting people. It's as bad as I can tell you. The Biden administration has let in 8 million people under his watch since he's been president. That's a million more people than the entire state of Indiana. It's not sustainable, and something's got to give.
And you mentioned that the migrants would have to stay in the first country that they came in. Now, is that along the same lines of what the Trump administration had, the Remain in Mexico directive?
Yeah, so the Remain in Mexico directive is one. And then, sometimes these migrants are coming in through like three or four different countries before they even get to the United States. So generally speaking, under asylum in former presidencies, including Republicans and Democrats, if you're seeking asylum, then you seek it in the next available country to you, not three countries later in the United States. California is now offering free health care. People are leaving California in droves. So that's leaving the financing of that to taxpayers that remain. Our sanctuary cities are overrun. They're actually rethinking their want to be sanctuary cities because they don't have the resources to sustain it. You know, not to mention the drug cartels controlling everything that comes across. You know, the drug cartels are in charge of the southern border, not the United States government, and that's very scary.
All right, and then shifting gears, we'd like your reaction, Congresswoman Erin Halchin, to Greg Pence's decision not to file for re-election. Of course, joining Larry Bashan and Victoria Spartz and also, of course, Senate candidate Jim Banks among Indiana's congressional Republicans not running for re-election. Your reaction when you heard the news?
Yeah, I've greatly enjoyed serving with Congressman Greg Pence. He's been a very good friend to me. He's a great congressman for the district. I'm certainly sad to see him go. I think, you know, this is the average, I think maybe we're just cycling through, like the average length of stay for members of Congress is 6 to 8 years. That's right along the lines of how long Congressman Pence served. Larry Bashan was there about 14 years. But we're cycling through, I think, some changes in the House. Greg Pence is going to be missed tremendously as a member of our delegation. And interestingly, you know, I'm in my first term and am nearing being one of the deans of my delegation here within yet my first term. And it's been great to serve with Congressman Pence. His district has been very well served by his leadership, and he'll be missed.
Yeah,
along with all the other members who are retiring. I know Pence has represented part of your listening area, so I want to make specific emphasis for him. But Bashan and Spartz, they've made contributions, and Banks, he'll continue to make contributions should he get into the Senate. But it's been a great delegation to be part of. You know, it will change, but I know Hoosiers work hard, and we'll be followed by other hardworking Hoosiers in their stead.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Congresswoman Erin Halchin right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our biweekly visit with Erin Halchin. She represents Indiana's 9th Congressional District on Capitol Hill. And as you alluded to in the previous segment, you spent time in the district and the holidays and so forth. And you give us a little bit more about your time in the district over the holidays, and also what to expect in the House this week as the House of Representatives gets back to work.
Thank you, Tom. You know, it had been we had been spending a lot of time in D.C. given the challenges of the trying to do our appropriations with a very slim majority, and so it was nice to be home over the holidays. I think I was home from December 14th through January 7th. So my oldest daughter was home from college. Nice to be just spend time with family, and we had a lot of family time during the break. I still had some activities. I spoke at some events throughout the district during the break. So, you know, when you're home, you're still working, but it was really great to be back in Indiana. I much prefer, as I've said before, Washington County and Southern Indiana to Washington, D.C.
Indeed. And of course, what are some things as far as the House is concerned? What's on the agenda for this week?
We've got a couple of things on the agenda this week. As you may know, Hunter Biden has defied some subpoenas from the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee. He even showed up on Capitol Hill, held a press conference the date he was supposed to appear to testify, did not answer any questions, and left. So, you know, we are going to be dealing with the contempt resolutions on Hunter Biden when we come back this week. Hope that he will engage in that and show up to give his testimony to those important committees. You know, this issue is something that we've seen over and over again from the administration, kind of a two-tiered system of justice. You know, Hunter and the president need to answer for some of these allegations, and we're going to ensure that that happens. And then the March for Life is also this week in D.C., January 19th. This is thousands of people who support life are going to be rallying in D.C. One of the pieces of legislation that we're going to consider this week is the Pregnant Students' Rights Bill. I'm co-sponsoring that bill. It requires colleges and universities to make information available to pregnant students and resources for pregnant students that include options for life, not just abortion services, but life services too. So, you know, attaining a higher education is an important choice. Becoming pregnant should not be a barrier to that. And so I think that young women in those circumstances ought to have access to all of the information available to them, including information about programs that support life. So I'm looking forward to being back, getting back to work in D.C. I'll be going back this week, and appreciate the opportunity always, Tom, to talk with you and certainly to serve the district.
Well, we appreciate having you on every other week, Congresswoman Halchin. And in case somebody has a question or a concern or an issue with a federal agency, how might they go about hopefully getting that resolved?
Houchin.house.gov, Houchin, Houchin.house.gov. That's the website. And then we also have our office in Jeffersonville available to constituents who need assistance with any federal agency.
All right. Well, 9th District Congresswoman Erin Houchin, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, stay warm, safe travels back to D.C., and we look forward to speaking with you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Tom. Take care.